turn again to Exodus chapter 14, that portion of scripture that we read earlier. And also, I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 11. I want to draw your attention to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 29. Although we will be making reference to Exodus chapter 14 as well, so please keep your Bible opened at both portions of Scripture. This afternoon, for a few moments at the end of our service, I want to preach upon the subject, the faith of Moses and the Israelites at the Red Sea. Take a look at Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 29. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do, were drowned. By faith they, that was Moses and the children of Israel, passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. Let's bow in a wee word of prayer and ask the Lord for his help as we come to consider his precious word today. Father in heaven, we thank thee again that we have before us an open Bible. We thank thee for the scriptures of truth. We know that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable to our souls. And Lord, we pray today that as we study thy word, that you would come, Lord, and speak to all of our hearts. We pray, Lord, that you'll empty us of self, shut out the world. We pray, O God, that you'll close us in with yourself just now. And Lord, use your word, Lord, powerfully to speak to our hearts. We thank thee, Lord, for our blessed Savior. And O God, we do pray for those in this congregation today who are not saved. They know nothing of saving faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you'll speak to their hearts and reveal unto them their need of God's salvation. O God, what a terrible day it will be for them if they die without Christ, to be lost in hell forever. But we thank thee for the gift of God, which is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. O God, I pray that the Holy Spirit today will take the word of God and apply it upon souls' hearts. O God, that you would move by your gracious Holy Spirit today. We just look to thee. Bless us now, Lord, as we turn to thy precious truth. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. The dividing of the Red Sea to deliver Israel and to destroy Pharaoh and his army was one of the most significant miracles in the history of the nation of Israel. Of course, the skeptics refused to believe that this miracle really happened, that God really did divide the Red Sea. But you know, you and I know very well that there's nothing impossible with God. After all, if God created the world in six literal 24-hour days, at the beginning of time, then dividing the waters of the Red Sea was a very small event in comparison. The fact is that the waters of the Red Sea were divided by the power of God. And the children of Israel crossed the river bed on dry ground and were saved from the pursuing Egyptians. The account that we have here in Exodus chapter 14 is a true account of what happened. This wonderful incident of Moses and the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea is another example of faith conquering all the odds. And Hebrews 11 verse 29 draws our attention to the great faith of Moses and the Israelites. Very simply today at the close of our meeting, I want you to notice a number of things about the faith of Moses and the children of Israel at the Red Sea. And I pray that the Lord will take his word and write it upon every heart here today. There's a message, I believe, for each and every one of us. If you're saved, I pray that the Lord will increase our faith, that the Lord will strengthen our faith. And if you're not saved, I pray that you will come today and put your faith and trust in the God of heaven. Put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Saviour. Very simply, what do we learn here about the faith of Moses and the children of Israel? Well, first of all, I want you to notice the testing of their faith. Take a look with me there at Exodus chapter 14 and verse 15. It says this, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." There's no doubt that before the waters of the Red Sea were divided, that the faith of Moses and the children of Israel was tested. God had led them seemingly into an impossible situation. The Red Sea was before them. Pharaoh's army was behind them. And there seemed to be no way out. It seemed as if they were doomed. They could hear the armies of Egypt getting closer and closer. And what were they to do? I'm sure if you're familiar with this portion of Scripture, and I'm sure that most of you, if not all of you, are familiar with this portion of Scripture, you can see the scene here. And what a scene it is. The children of Israel are standing on the brink of the Red Sea, and Pharaoh's army is marching behind them. And of course, Pharaoh has sent his army to destroy the children of Israel and to wipe them off the face of the map. So you can see here the test of the children of Israel, the test of their faith. You know, child of God, as you read through the Scriptures of truth, and especially when you read the history of the children of Israel in their wanderings in the wilderness, their faith was tested on many, many different occasions. If you take a look there at Exodus chapter 16 and verse 4, you can read these words. "Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread in heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no." I will prove them, or I will test them. And turn over just for a moment to Deuteronomy chapter 8 and look at verse 2, and you'll read these words. "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee," or to test thee, "to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no." So throughout the wilderness journey, God tested his people. He tested their faith. You know, child of God, those of us who are saved, those of us who are trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as our own and personal Savior, our faith will be tested. God at times will bring us into seemingly impossible situations to test our faith in Him, to test our love for Him, to test our devotion to Him. And of course, I'm sure we're all familiar with that verse of Scripture, and it draws our attention to the fact that our faith, even in this 21st century, will be tested by God. 1 Peter 1 and verse 7. Here we have Peter the Apostle under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and Peter writes these words, that the trial of your faith, the testing of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried, though it be tested with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. The truth is that throughout our Christian lives, our faith will be tested. I wonder, is there a Christian here today and your faith's being tested? Maybe you're not saved long, but whether you're just saved a few weeks or a few months or a few years, or whether you're saved many years, the truth is this: our faith will be tested. It's not an easy road to heaven. The Lord does not promise us a bed of roses. And our faith will be tested in times of sickness. Our faith will be tested in times of bereavement. Our faith will be tested when problems come into our lives. That's why it is so important day by day to trust in the Lord and not to lean onto our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct our paths. The children of Israel, you know, they did the right thing when their faith was tested. Did you notice what they did? They called upon God for help. Look with me at Exodus chapter 14 again, and look with me at verse 10, and you'll read these words. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. The children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Faith that is being tested should always call upon God. Oh, I wonder, is there someone here today and your faith is being tested? Your faith in Christ is being tested. Well, call upon the Lord. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. You know, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 40 verse 31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. And if there's a time when we need to pray and to seek the face of God and to cry unto God for help, then it is at the time when faith, our faith, is being tested. Oh, I pray that the Lord will again speak to us through His precious, precious word. Now, notice something else. Take a look at Exodus chapter 14 again, because there's something very important here that I want you to see. And it's of the utmost importance. I want you to notice the foundation of their faith. Take a look with me there at verse 16 of Exodus chapter 14. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Now what we have there is the Lord giving Moses instruction. And of course, Moses, if he was going to see the Red Sea divided, he had to follow the instruction of God. He had to obey the word of God. You know, true faith will not only ask God for help, but true faith will heed the command of God when it is given. This, of course, was a great challenge to Moses and the children of Israel. Would the children of Israel trust God's word in the face of seemingly impossible circumstances and go forward at the command of God? Men and women, the faith the Bible talks about is a trust in the word of God to an extent that faith does exactly what the word of God says in spite of the difficulties before us. Our text says in Hebrews 11, by faith, underline it, they passed through the Red Sea. Why did they do that? Because God commanded them. Therefore, their faith was based on the word of God. The word of God, therefore, is the foundation of our faith. Now, I want you to understand that. I know that most of you know that, and most of you believe that. But maybe there's someone here, and you don't understand that. Perhaps you don't even believe that. The foundation of Christian faith is the word of God. And the word of God alone. The scriptures of truth. In Romans 10 verse 17 it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith that has its foundation in anything else apart from God's word is not true faith. You know, we hear much today about faith, inverted commas. But when you investigate what people's faith is grounded on, you discover that their faith has no foundation. Men and women, there is only one foundation for true faith, and that is the word of God. The word of God is our only rule of faith and practice. If your faith is in the word of God today, then you're standing upon a sure and a solid foundation. If your faith is in the promises of God's word today, then your hope is secure. How do I know that I'm saved and on my way to heaven? Because God in his word says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Because of what God's word says, I believe it. I accept what God's truth says. And I am saved. That's how I know that I'm going to heaven. Because God says in his word that his son has died and shed his blood and risen again for my justification. He has provided eternal salvation upon the cross for me. And if I trust God's word and depend upon God's word as my only rule of faith and practice, then the Lord saves me. My friend, my faith is not blind faith. True faith is not blind faith. My faith and true faith has a foundation. And that foundation is the word of God. Therefore, the question I need to ask you today is, what are you trusting in for your eternal salvation? You said to me, you have faith. The first question I'll ask you is this. What's the foundation of your faith? What's the foundation of your faith? Because, my friend, if your faith is not based upon the word of God and what the Lord Jesus Christ declares in his word, if your faith is not based upon the promises that are found in this book, then your faith is not real and your faith is not true and your faith will not bring you to heaven. Your faith will not redeem you. Your faith will not save you. I want you to keep your hand in Exodus chapter 14 for a moment, and I want you to turn over in the Bible to the New Testament, to Romans chapter 4. And I want you to take a look at what verses 19 and 20 says of Romans chapter 4. And we read here about Abraham. Abraham, of course, was a great man of faith. Abraham was saved the same way as you and I were saved, those of us who are saved. The only difference was this, that Abraham looked forward to the time when the Lord Jesus Christ would die upon the cross. But he put his faith in the promises of God, that God would send a Messiah and that that Messiah would die for his sins and rise again. Look what it says here about Abraham's faith, Romans chapter 4 and verse 19. And being not weak in faith, he, that's Abraham, considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promise of God. Abram's faith was in the promise of God. Abram's faith was in the word of God. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. You know, we could give many more examples. Let me give you another one. Turn back to Acts chapter 27 for a moment and look with me there at verse 21. And here we have the Apostle Paul. And of course, Paul was saved on the Damascus Road. We all know that. And his life was changed forever. And he started to serve the Lord from that day. But his faith was grounded in the word of God. His faith was in the promises of God. Look what it says here in Acts 27 and verse 21. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Now underline this verse, verse 25. Therefore, sirs, be of good cheer. I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. See that? Paul's faith was in God. God's word and God's promises. Oh, thank God tonight Or today I know that I'm heaven bound. I know that I'll never be in hell. I know that my sins are forgiven because God's word declares it. God's word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, child of God, isn't it wonderful today that the Lord has given us this faith? It's a gift. You know, faith is a gift. It's a gift of God. But isn't it wonderful that the Lord has bestowed that gift upon you and I? That no matter what happens to us tomorrow, no matter what happens to us next week, the Lord is looking after us and taking care of us. And even if we were to die throughout the week, it's going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. What assurance. What blessed. Blessed assurance. What confidence we have. Not in ourselves. Let me repeat that. Not in myself do I have confidence. But I have confidence in the Word of God. The Word of God. And the God of the Bible is my strength. Oh, the foundation of faith. My friend, is your faith in Jesus Christ today and the promises that he has given in his word, is your faith grounded upon the scriptures of truth? Oh, we can see here the children of Israel, Moses and the Israelites, as they looked into the Red Sea, and as they looked behind them and saw the armies of Egypt pursuing them, their faith was in the Lord. It says here in our text, underline it in your Bible and read it when you go home again in Hebrews 11:29. By faith they passed through the Red Sea. But remember when you read the verse that their faith was grounded on the promise of God, that God would open the Red Sea up before them and that God would keep them safe right through the Red Sea until they got to the other side. And of course, I want you to notice that's what happened. Take a look at Exodus chapter 14 again. Not only do you see the testing of their faith, not only do you see the foundation of their faith, but you see the honouring of their faith. Look with me there at verse 21. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. He did what God told him to do. Note that. That's important. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And the Lord was true to his word. The Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night. And made the sea dry land. And the waters were divided. God kept his word. Now, child of God, it's important that you see that. Now you say it to me, but I know that. Well, live it out in your life then. If you know it, live it out in your life. And if you're living it out in your life, then it will shine forth in your conversation and it will shine forth in your actions day by day. And you'll not live a miserable Christian life. If you believe it, then live it out in your life. Here we have God and he's honoring his word. Let me tell you something, child of God. The Lord always honors his word. He always honors his word. That's why I'm going to get to heaven. Because God honors his word. That's why I'll never burn in hell. Because God honors his word. That's why my sins, which are many, are forgiven. Because God honors his word. And that's why God will build his church upon this earth and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Why? Because God honors his word. God always keeps his word. And here we can see this clearly in this portion of scripture. God divided the water. As he said, Moses and the children of Israel, when they crossed the Red Sea, did not even get their feet wet. Now did you note that? They didn't even get their feet wet. Take a look at verse 16 of Exodus 14. And you'll read these words. But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground. Underline it. Through the midst of the sea. Look at verse 21. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. He made the sea dry land. Look at verse 22. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea. Upon what? Upon the dry ground. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Look at verse 29. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left hand. Look at chapter 15. And look at verse 19. Underline it. And the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea. And the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel, God's people, went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Now, humanly speaking, you would think that if the waters were divided, that there would be some water. As the children of Israel walked, there wasn't a drop of water. It was just like the desert. The bottom of the Red Sea was like a desert. It was so dry. That's the way God made it. And they didn't even get their feet wet. Isn't that wonderful? My friend, when God keeps His word, God will keep His word 100%. Not one soul will be lost when we all get home to heaven that Christ died for. Not one soul. God honors His word. God honored the faith of the Israelites when they obeyed His word. Look at chapter 14 again and look at the first part of verse 30. And you'll read these tremendous words. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. Isn't it wonderful to know today that we can trust the Lord? That's why the Bible says, trust the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct thy paths. God not only honored their faith by dividing the Red Sea, but He also honored their faith by destroying their enemies. Child of God, when we go forward at the command of God, trusting in the Lord, trusting in His word, depending upon His promises, not only will the Lord remove the obstacles before us, but He will do so much more. He will defeat the enemies that are behind us. He has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Oh, note again the confidence that the children of Israel had in the Lord and in His word. Look what it says in verse 29 of Exodus chapter 14. It says this, but the children of Israel walked upon dry land. They walked. They did not run. Although the enemy was behind them, pursuing them, the Bible says they walked. They walked. You know, when we're studying the Word of God, we should consider the little details of God's Word. They walked. And although the enemy was pursuing them, they walked because they knew that the Lord would keep them safe. Oh, dear child of God, maybe you've had a hard week. Maybe the devil has been kicking hard. Maybe the world has been giving you a difficult time. Maybe you've been battling greatly. Listen, God will bring us all safely home to heaven. And God will keep His truth. And God will keep His word to us. And you see, the Bible is a wonderful book because time and time again, when you read the different stories that are in the Bible, you learn that God always keeps His word. That's why we should read the Bible. That's why we should study the Bible. Because the Bible teaches us who God is and what God has done and what God is doing and what God is going to do in the days that lie ahead. Well, I wonder, is there someone here today and you're not you're not saved. You've never put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ to save you. You've never trusted Him alone as your own and personal Redeemer. Oh, come today. He's a wonderful Savior. He's a wonderful Lord. And whatever is stopping you or hindering you from coming to Christ today, put it to the one side. For whatever it is, it's not worth it. Because you know, friend, the truth is 100 years from now, not one of us will be here anyway. We'll either be in heaven or hell. Indeed, I say 100 years, 50 years, the most of us will not be here. Maybe even in 10 years, most of us will not be here. We're just about to enter 2014. Before 2014 is over, some of us will not be here. But where will you be? That's the question. Where will you be in eternity? Oh, eternity, eternity. Where will you spend eternity? This question comes to you and me. My friend, where will you spend eternity? Come and trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today. Believe in the promises that God has made in His Word concerning His salvation. And whenever we die, or wherever we die, it'll make no difference. We'll be with Christ for all eternity. But if your faith is not in the promises of God, if you're not trusting alone in the finished work of Calvary and in His Son as your Savior, then whatever else you're trusting, it'll be no good to you. It'll be no good to you. Because you're trusting in a broken stick. You're trusting in a foundation that will let you down, that will sink at the end of the day. Trust in what God says, not what man says. Trust in what God says, not what church says. Trust what God says. And God will bless you. Let us all pray.